per standards and Sheffield United standards not maybe ideal, but it's very early days and I've been involved in teams that have went on to win championships and have had much worse starts than this, so just got to take it as is. I think we are very much in transition again because we've lost even more players, important players, and we've got younger squad, so we've got a new manager for the first time in a couple of years, so got to give them time, and I know the fans must be frustrated because they want to get out of this league, and but at the end of the day we've made a change, so we've got to give them time, and I think in this case it's really true because I think you're trying to implement a lot of things that will really prove successful, but we do obviously try and need to pick up results in the meantime.
How important is patience at this stage? Because you know what a fan will say, and they have it on our show all the time, is that, you know, it's great that we're transitioning to a new system, but we also want to be winning games if we can, ideally.
I mean, obviously, nothing I enjoy more than winning. I want to win. I don't want to be going to Bradford and losing 2-0. It's hot. I feel as bad as the fans do that go there. And but again, it's going to be worthwhile in the long term. You know, you might have to take a wee bit of pain right now. Not too much. No reason why. You know, we still can't win, but at the end of the day, if you stick to your principles and do the things right, things do tend to come good for you, and hopefully the fans will get repaid in the end. But all we can do is ask them to do what they've done the last time I've been here. They've been unbelievable, really unbelievable. I understand the frustration, but just stick with us, but give the new manager a chance because he's really going to prove to be excellent for this club. I mean, first and foremost, I want to do it for myself. I just want a promotion under my belt with Sheffield United, and then on top of that, yeah, I'm very much aware of the fact that how good the fans have been in my time here, because there has been a couple of trying times, a lot of good performances, a lot of good games, but and they really have stuck with us. So yeah, you know, we want to do it for them. We want to share the glory almost together, and all the players are the same. But sometimes it's not through lack of effort. It's just maybe through lack of an experience or lack of quality or whatever people might call it. They just got to appreciate that we have lost an awful lot of players the last few years, and you know the quality of these players has shown the fact the level they're playing at. We've got two playing in the Premier League now regularly, you know, so. Got to take that into consideration.
And it obviously doesn't help as well when you know there are teams in this league that can spend. We've seen that with Wolves, haven't they? I mean, they took Kevin McDonald from you guys.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. It's a club at a different time. You look back to our team when we first came down, and that was a very, very strong team. That team under the guidance of Danny Wilson, I think we'd have done well in the Championship. So now we're a totally different team. Not a lot of the boys here have played in the Championship, so that's one thing. But look, that doesn't mean anything in the big scheme of things, because it's down to results in the park, and that's what players will be judged on at Sheffield United. But I think the fans will give some of these younger players maybe a bit of patience, and just realise that hopefully in the long run it will bear fruit.
Harry's got a couple of goals. Do you keep tally between the two of you?
Yeah, I mean, Harry's got two, I've got one, so right now that's fine. Hopefully we'll add to that. We always have a talk about it and laugh about it, so I think if we both get five each last year, I think five's always a good marker. If you get five, that's good. If you get more than that, it's very good. So looks like we need to do more than five this year.
You'll have to set that target. And what about the next game as well against the MK Dons? Do you see similarities in the way that the teams are trying to play football?
Well, MK Dons are playing like that. They've done that for the last two, three or four seasons very effectively. Last season they had a wee bad run of injuries, and that probably cost them, but really take your hat off to MK Dons and the way they play, and we're obviously trying to not emulate them but get to where we're known for that, but at the same time we are Sheffield United and MK Dons, and there's difference between the clubs because there is a lot more emphasis on Sheffield United winning and being successful and being higher up, and that's no disrespect to MK Dons, that's just the way it is. So slightly different pressures at this club, and we'll probably be expected to achieve more, not just pretty football.
One victory can change things, particularly at the Lane, can't it?
Oh yeah, of course. And win, lose or draw on Saturday, there's so long this season to go, and I think we all know that we started well the last two seasons, and in particular last year we were unbeaten into November, and we still, and look at where we're Bournemouth, I don't know, even 10 games in, if Bournemouth were probably still third or fourth bottom, so I don't want to go through that, but if it has to and it means we get promoted, then yeah, that's fine. So judges at the end of the season, I think that's fair to say, because I think still There's a lot to happen. The transfer window's still open, and managers only been here what 8 weeks. But even though pre-season's important, the season still doesn't start until the real first ball's kicked in, because that's when you can start judging people. So very, very early days. But a win on Saturday would be certainly just boost the confidence of the players, but even more so for the fans.